想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。This is Roundtable you're listening to. Let's talk about celebrities. You know, who doesn't want to talk about them? Well, restaurants owned by celebrities usually draw enough attention from fans and the public. However, how many of them can still remain profitable after a high-profile opening? And the answer is very few. 既能提高人气又能赚得大笔外快，开餐厅俨然成为了各路明星的新财路。然而名人开餐厅并不如人们想象的那样轻松，经营不善而被迫关门已经成为了常态。So, you know, what's the situation here?
There are numerous examples of celebrities opening their own restaurants. There's Jay Chou. His Mr. J Chinese restaurant opened in Beijing this year, and it became very popular as its opening attracted more than 1,000 fans lining up in front of the restaurant. And there's also Ren Xuan. He's very famous with his hot pot restaurant and many, many others. But I think usually what they see is the initial popularity, and later on, for many reasons, not very many of them succeed. I think the only successful example I see here is probably Ren Xuan, and I will still wait and see to observe whether Jay Chou would receive the same kind of success in restaurants.
The thing is, the whole concept is fundamentally fake, because, you know that actually, you know, they're not in there cooking. I mean, in fact, you'll never see them in there. And so how is it their restaurant? You know, I mean, particularly if they have more than one, if it's a chain across China, how is that their restaurant? Yes, they may own it. It may have their name on it. But so what? I mean, if they were in there, then people would obviously still keep going there. The fact is that you'll never see these people in any of these restaurants, except possibly for 5 minutes when they open the very first one.
Right, but with Jay Chou's restaurant, it sounds like I'm doing an advert for them, because there's a lot of elements from his music videos, his movies, that are presented in his restaurant. So, I mean, ultimately, this is about getting more money from their fans, but if it's a real successful restaurant, then they should be attracting more people, not just the fans, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that there are two different things that we can talk about now. You're now talking about themed restaurants. You know, I think that's a Jay Chou themed restaurant, which, you know, it's his own place in name. And I think that's something that's quite different from, say, for example, an ordinary looking restaurant, but it's owned by somebody, you know, who's one of these, a movie star or singer. So I think that's actually quite different. I mean, I'm surprised, really, that the Jay Chou one, I think that is it doing well? I don't know. And we shouldn't say if it isn't, probably. You know, give it every chance of success. Yeah. But the thing is that if it will attract his fans, and I think those ones that are themed restaurants could keep going.
Yeah.
Why not? Because I think that but it would be much less likely for them to keep going if it's just owned by one of these celebrities.
Right.
And they've just lent their name to some business people who've done all the work.
And that's probably why they don't succeed later on.
There isn't the personal connection.
Yeah, and I mean, still we're talking about restaurants, although some people say this is low entry kind of business, and because celebrities have fame and you immediately have some sort of built-in customers who are going to come. But in the long run, it really depends on whether, you know, you're giving the service to people that they're going to be satisfied with. And I can totally understand why celebrities want to get involved in either opening a restaurant or have their own business, because being a celebrity often means you only get fame and money with the fleet of the moment, and the popularity could die out any minute. There is a lack of sense of security, and that's why many of them want to have another business.
Yeah, but again, I have to say that opening and managing a restaurant is probably one of the most difficult businesses in the world. It's a very, very hard and highly competitive business. And I hope that these celebrities will sort of know what they're doing before they just pour all their money to invest in a restaurant.